Many things I have said over the years have been set aside by those who have received my speaking. I am not disappointed, for my words are seeds, and I am faithful to speak to hearts so that my words might be received. My words are spirit, and they are life. They are living seeds. Many receive my words with the understanding that they had heard from me, and that understanding was enough to retain what had been spoken until more understanding was received to nurture the truth of my speaking. In the process of my words being sown in hearts, years often went by with seemingly no life in that which my loved ones had heard from me. But that which was needed to bring forth the life in the seed was dependent on increasing faith through understanding and intimacy. Many are receiving glimpses and greater glimpses in their hearts concerning what they have heard me speak, and the days are approaching when there will be fruit bearing into maturity. The life and substance of that which I speak is found in fellowship with me, and even now there is great increase in these things. I take joy in that which is needed from me to bring forth life from seed all the way into mature fruit-bearing. For only in our fellowship does the life that is in the seed increase into maturity. I am the essence of all that there is to receive through faith in me. There is much that depends on you, my beloved, in choices toward me, but all depends on me, for your life is in me. And the intimacy I have been emphasizing is key for what I am asking you to bring forth in me. I am calling you continually to come deeper into me, for only in knowing me intimately does the fruit come forth where answers come just by the asking. I am reviving hearts in worship, for worship has everything to do with knowing me in intimacy. The path of fellowship and intimacy is where the Spirit of Truth leads, as He leads my beloved, according to my wooing, into ever deeper places in me, all the way into much fruit-bearing. The purging fires continue to burn, for into these fires is the journey into greater and greater intimacy. And as you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. For this is salvation, this is eternal life in me, that you might know me and my Father most intimately.